There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Good morning, first of all, to the Indian cricket team for that stupendous win against the Aussies. And this one is to all the participants in the state assembly elections of the five states where counting of votes has begun. Hope they got good sleep because it might just be a long day or a very short one, depending on how the voters perceive them. Now, the next 24 hours will go a long way in determining who will have a good morning tomorrow. But one thing is for sure, it wasn't a very good day yesterday for the Narendra Modi government, despite Mallya providing a small relief. But it was the exit of close ally that may have taken the milk away from the chai being brewed by Modi and Shah. One exit, one entry, the match was level, and then came the news of Minister of State for HRD and leader of NDA constituent Rashtriya Lok Samta Party, Upendra Kushwaha, who quit the government and the BJP-led alliance on Monday, accusing the Prime Minister of reducing the cabinet to a rubber stamp and betraying backward classes in Bihar with rhetoric or jumla. It is 11 December 2018, and as the Narendra Modi government enters the last winter session, the results from the five states will tell us whether it will be a winter of discontent for the Prime Minister and the party. In all likelihood, what we will get are more adjournments. Even on its first day, the House will meet and then get adjourned. Whatever he touches, well, it doesn't turn to gold but cripples in dust. From CBI to RBI, it is there for you to see. Narendra Modi, India's Prime Minister, has finally got himself on the same boat as his arch-nemesis Jawaharlal Nehru. In January 1957, Sir Benegal Rama Rao resigned after Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru's strongly worded letter about the nature of RBI's function. In December 2018, Dr. Urjit Patel was the one who made a statement with his resignation from the post of the governor of RBI. Urjit Patel saved his face. He wasn't going to let his name and work be tarnished twice. Demonetization and the inability to count notes was already weighing heavy on him. Former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has termed RBI Governor Urjit Patel's resignation as very unfortunate and said it was a severe blow to the country's economy. As the state election results come in, there is no surprise for the discerning here, and we agree with Dr. Singh that it is foolhardy to diminish institutions for short-term political gains. Government officials have been pressuring the Reserve Bank of India to allow some bad debt-laden public sector banks to lend more easily and pushed for it to hand over some of its surplus reserves to help fund the fiscal deficit. And while we are on deficit, debt, etc., obviously there was cheer on one person's face. That was the bench CBI Special Director Asthana, who has been at the helm of the Mallya case. Well, round one of the long match against Mallya was won by the Indian government, as the Westminster Magistrates Court on Monday allowed the extradition of businessman Vijay Mallya to India to face charges of financial irregularities running into thousands of crores. But the process could take months, if not more, according to a leading London-based law firm. So don't expect anything concrete on this till late next year, except it may get resurrected once in a while by TV channel losing TRPs. And in other news, we have a question for you. The same question was the first in a law of crimes paper for third semester LLB students on 7th of December. Ahmed, a Muslim, kills a cow in a market in the presence of Rohit, Tushar, Manav and Rahul, who are Hindus. Has Ahmed committed any offence? While a state government university in New Delhi, which is the Indraprastha University, has retrospectively deleted this question in a law exam after it stirred a lot of angst. The exam was held 4 days after a mob in Bulandshahr, Uttar Pradesh, went on the rampage and discovering bovine carcasses in a field and killed the police inspector who had probed the 2015 lynching of a Muslim over unsubstantiated beef rumors. Manish Sisodia has ordered an inquiry. If the probe finds malicious intent, the paper setter may be booked under Section 153A, which is promoting enmity between religious groups, of the Penal Code, and jailed for up to 3 years if convicted. And with that, let's head to international news. And the turmoil was being felt across the world. First up, France's President Emmanuel Macron has promised a minimum wage rise and tax concession in response to weeks of violent protests. Speaking in a televised address, Mr. Macron condemned the violence but said the protesters' anger was deep and in many ways legitimate. Then, of course, there was UK's Prime Minister Theresa May, who called off yesterday's crucial vote on her Brexit deal so she can go back to Brussels and ask for changes to it. As it stands, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin if MPs voted on it, she admitted. Meanwhile, closer home, Bangladesh's telecoms regulator shut down dozens of online news portals for several hours on Monday, citing security reasons, as officials scrutinized hundreds of sites before a parliamentary election this month. The move comes as Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government is already facing criticism for introducing laws that many journalists fear are aimed at curbing press freedom. The portals were inaccessible for at least 12 hours. And for the last news of the day, a picture has gone viral on social media that shows a couple in a sexual position atop the Great Pyramid in Egypt. According to Daily Mail, the picture was taken by a Danish photographer and it has now sparked an outrage in the country. Well, that is all we have for you. Now back to our screens, which will tell us what the mood of the nation is and how moody will Modi be as winter session takes off. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.